Hi, this is Andrew from Growth Hacker TV, and today's Quick Growth Bite comes from quicksprout.com. The Complete Guide to Understanding Consumer Psychology, Chapter 7, Avoiding Points of Friction. Friction is one of the reasons why your website visitors are hesitating from moving through the conversion funnel. Friction means any variable, website quality, or user behavior trend that is slowing down the progression of your company's sales cycle. Here are some common sources of friction and ways that your company can avoid them. Landing page length. This means the amount of content and information to share with your website visitors. Friction happens when you share too much and when you share too little. Find a happy medium to effectively communicate with the users. So how do you find a happy medium? By qualitative research, you can uncover what people care about when deciding business with your company. Your homepage and landing pages should communicate exactly what users want to know in the most distilled form possible. Cognitive dissonance. This is what happens when there's no sense in your landing pages, marketing pages, and ads. Parts should come together. Have cognitive fluency in your website, meaning making it easy to read. The subconscious. Consumers are driven by their instincts, by our emotional brains. To effectively reach your audience, you need to force an emotional body by appealing to your audience's intuition, instincts, and senses. Here are some tips to build delight in your brand. Number 1. Understand your customers' pain points. Number 2. Define your brand. Number 3. Idea storm. And number 4. Track everything. Trust. Here are a couple of things to prove your brand's reputation and customer value. Customer reviews and testimonials, and safety seals. Final thought, always be testing. You should always be running A/B tests to challenge your assumptions. This will help you extrapolate patterns, pinpoint friction, alleviate pain points that are causing blockages in your conversion funnel. Then, do the qualitative research. Talk to your customers to see why certain patterns exist and understand how you can alleviate them. Or make an educated guess of future designs, copywriting, and UX experiences. That does it for today. Go check out quicksprout.com for the full article. I'm Andrew with Growth Hacker TV, and since we all know hustlers don't watch cable, I'll be back tomorrow with another article of the day. Until then.